We have identified a number of therapies that in people recently diagnosed have preserved insulin production for a period of time. We haven't hit the home run, so to speak, in terms of halting that destruction entirely. Those investigations are important because they are identifying potential agents for combination therapies, much as they do in cancer therapy and chemotherapy. Also, we're moving those therapies where we've seen that there has been efficacy, where they have been successful in preserving the ability to make insulin in people recently diagnosed, moving it to those that are at risk, hopefully halting that destruction so those individuals don't go on to develop diabetes.